试卷十，口译题。
Part A, Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening.Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage. Passage 1. It is a great honor for me to speak at one of China's great academic institutions, one that is helping to revive and maintain your country's historic tradition of leading the world in science and technology.And one whose alumni are to be found in positions of leadership throughout the country. Here, as in so many other places in China, no visitor can help feeling the excitement of a great country developing at a breakneck speed, and every day opening up new vistas of knowledge and opportunity to its citizens. As I look out over the young faces in this audience,I cannot help envying the international students, more than 1,000 I am told from over 50 countries, who have the privilege of sharing your learning experience here. It reminds me for a moment of my own student days when my country, Ghana, was newly independent. We felt we were suddenly reaching out to the world and making new discoveries every day.Passage 2. IBM has enjoyed a relationship with China that has endured for more than half a century. But I do not believe there has ever been a more exciting time to do business here, as vast new opportunities are created by your sweeping modernization and ambitious government-led reform program for thousands of state-owned enterprises.This transformation, I believe, will underscore the critical importance of information technology as a driver of competitive success and real economic growth for China. So today, I want to talk to you about what I believe has to be the agenda of a leader of an enterprise, business, government agency, university, hospital, or bank. Some of you know,The fact that before I came to IBM, my background was a lot like yours. I was a customer of IBM. I was a customer of the computer industry. I arrived at IBM with a firmly held conviction that this technology is one of those transformational technologies that comes along every 100 years or so and changes everything in our society.